direction on hope for a new reality, visit Gail West at successwithsoul.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of The Empower.
Welcome to The Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright. I am your host for this program. I'm so glad that you have joined me once again for this hour of transformation and empowerment. What does empowerment really mean to you? Empowerment for me means that I, as a soul, having a spiritual experience as well as a human experience, means that I get to connect to every kind of power that is available to me, which means that I get to connect to my support structures, whether it is in human form, whether it's through books, through television, through music, through movies, through YouTube, or documentaries, light language, star systems, galactic beings, God of my understanding. See, there's all kinds of different powers available to me. And it's a matter of me listening to my soul and what my soul energy has to tell me. That's what empowerment means for me. It's allowing myself to be empowered, have the power within me as well as outside of myself to bring them together into a unit of power as it works within me and outside of myself. So it's all of the powers combined to make really great access to all of the living that I would like to be doing in my life and the action that I would like to be taking in my life for you and for myself. So that's a long drawn out explanation of kind of where I'm at with that whole word. But I would love to hear from you what empowerment means for you. What comes up when you hear the word empowerment? What comes up when you hear the words transformation and light language and connecting to a power greater than yourself? What connotes those words for you? What connotes means defines for your soul? What is that all about? So as we talk, I'm reminded that listening to those whispers, sometimes those very soft whispers that don't necessarily come from outside of myself, although they can, but listening to those whispers in between my ears and listening to those whispers within my consciousness allows me to get guided, get a place of centeredness within myself. And so as I connect in with my breathing and with my Crystal Friends, which I have. So I have this one for you. It's my double quartz partnership crystal. And I've got some other crystals around me as well. They are part of my empowerment team. And so as I connected with them, I get to calm my chatterbox in my head that tends to talk a lot to me on a daily basis. It's always talking one way or the other. However, it gets interrupted when I allow myself to pause for a minute and just breathe. I invite you right now, if you can, to just pause. If you're driving, keep driving. Keep your eyes open. But just allow yourself to breathe. Breathing helps to calm down the nervous system. It helps to regulate the heart rate. Breathing helps to expand the lung capacity. Being able to breathe in life into your whole body system gives you more access to support. As you do that, I'm simply going to ask the powers of the universe. We ask the great central sun, the stars in our galaxy. We ask the planets, all of the planets that are in our solar system. We ask the angels. We ask the extraterrestrials that are guiding our planet. We ask the elemental kingdom, the fairy kingdom, the creepy crawlies, the tree beings, all of nature. We ask the swimmers, the great dolphins and whales, the turtles, the algae of the sea. We ask the ocean waters to join us in this celebration of life. And anything that you can think of that you feel connected to now, you can call all those in as well into this beautiful moment of centering and coming together as one collective family on this great planet Earth. No será Bahia. O tera pate dienio. Anda zara yena hina. O nana ye hiya mayo mahi. Unana yezana yehi, unna sanamehi nana, he abadehi, onanehi. So as you're hearing these tones come through my voice, just allow them to center into wherever they want to land in your body system. There's nothing to do, nothing to figure out, simply allowing these tones to enter into your system wherever they want to land. Nasara mehi kenu We thank the partnership stones here, these beautiful quartz crystals that emanate pure love. These are keepers of ancient history that have been around our planet, receiving and storing information in them. Na sarabahi kuku mama yi chumba e umbala bengesi. Crystals shine to remind us of how we as soul can shine to others. We can allow ourselves to be emanators of light. Light and love and information. Sonda hika papa ye tumba se yotapangi suma ena mamaya pombo ye. Kole nama senda ye anama ye. Umba ye sama. Thank you, Earth Mother, Gaia, for filling up our body systems with your love and your light. Your beautiful core information from you. As long as you've been alive, you've been teaching us how to be in partnership with you. And so we ask now that your information come right into this partnership collective stone of this quartz crystal and anchor in exactly what we need today into our body systems. Nasaraba ande te namakia upupu yenchanamaika e sanamaya sunamaya tukuma a inama aneki ayakumbaba. So around my neck, we have this beautiful dragon, which was gifted to me many years ago. And he's here to remind us that we are now able to receive and connect with these beautiful beings that have been around for a very long time. They're coming back into existence now. They've been around. They've just been in hiding. Now they are able to be seen from us and known to us to gift us with their information and to assist us in our ascension. As we ascend as a human collective, we are able to gather different parts of ourselves from different planes of existence into the now and into our next incarnation. Those of us who choose to not come back into another lifetime will do work on other planets, on other planes of existence, other star systems, other galaxies, other worlds. There are other worlds to inhabit as soul. So some of us may choose to do that. But those that come back into another lifetime will gain knowledge from this lifetime. And so in this lifetime, in 2023, we are now able to access many different multiverses that have not been able to connect to us before. So we thank you for your information now. Sana yetara maiki ya baba yetu papa endo baba inama ue tu mama ye ye ye. And as we are listening to these beautiful tones coming through this channel, Pam Bright. We use this beautiful resonance to assist our well-being in our body systems. And when you're ready, center yourself in your heart and gather up all this beautiful energy into your body, into your heart space. Take a few deep breaths and then open your eyes to come back to center. Oh, welcome back. Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Pam Bright. And yes, this is the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm so glad once again that you've joined me. This is the first Thursday of the month of July. And so I will be channeling this entire time for you, whatever wants to show up. Sirius has come through so that it can give you some information from itself, from the dog star, as it's called. We know that dogs are all about loyalty. And so the Sirians are going to give us some information about how to connect to them, what gifts they have, and how we can use that information in our daily lives. So welcome once again to this beautiful moment. And before we go on, I'm going to do some collective reading here from our angel deck from Doreen Virtue and Rodley Valentine. I'll show you this picture. If you want to get these cards, they're a beautiful oracle deck with lots of beautiful imagery on it. And the way that I use cards is that I let my intuition speak to me for the collective or for myself. Sometimes I'll have a specific question to ask. Right now, it's what is the best, most authentic communication from this deck of cards for you, the collective that are listening or will listen to this broadcast. So this is for you. You may have a specific question you want to ask. And so you're welcome to call me here at Transformation Talk Radio. The number is on your screen if you're looking at the screen and seeing this live. Or if you are just listening to the program, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can, if you're on a computer and you don't want to talk live, but you want to give me information or ask for something, you can type into Transformation Talk Radio on the chat line and ask anything that you would like. So what is the best information for the collective right now, beautiful angels of light? What information do you have for all of us? And I'm just going to use my intuition, as I said, and just ask my hands to be the conduit, this left hand, to be the conduit for the best card right now. Okay, feels like right in here. All right, there is no right way to do cards. If you're wondering about how to, there are people that have created systems, if you want systems. So that is possible. If you're a person like me that just likes to use your intuition, then trust what comes through for you. Okay, this is interesting. This is Archangel Raphael. And it's the Lover's card. It's about intimate relationships. Carefully weigh your decisions. And this is also has to do with good health. So what this tells me is this is good health in relationships. And it's not just the love relationship, the intimate lover relationships. Sex, this is not about that. Although it could be. This is about loving in all of your relationships and allowing this Archangel, Raphael, Eric, and you can see that, to guide you in your life. So Let me ask Rafi what he has to tell you right now. Rafi, what do you want to share with these beautiful people? What do you want to say to them? Interesting. Okay, so he's telling me that he works with Saint Germain. Saint Germain is the being that has also been considered to be connected to Merlin. So they work in the alchemical world, in the magical world. So they're able to create beautiful concoctions that give us health and vitality in the body. Rafi's also the one that can assist us with really coming from our heart. So listening to the heart is really important when we are wanting to be in good relationship with another. Allowing ourselves to release judgment, releasing any preconceived ideas of the way things should be, but really listening to what's coming through us and what really listening with different ears, if you will, to another. So when you're hearing someone talking and your automatic response is one of judgment, allow yourself in that moment to simply take a breath and be willing to listen differently. Because most likely you will hear what's underneath that automatic reaction. Anything else, Rafi, that you want to say at this time? Okay, interesting. So Rafi also works with the dolphins and the whales. They are our record keepers on planet Earth, and they are on and off planet. So Rafi is able to work with multiple people at the same time, just like the dolphins and the whales are able to do. They are record keepers. Crystal beings are also record keepers. So really a lot of information today about the record keepers that are available to us now in 2023 in July. So more will be revealed through the hour here. We're almost halfway to the hour mark. So again, this is your time, folks. If you want to have one-on-one connection with me on this show, ask questions, have a card reading, connect in with your guidance, have some channeled information come through, this is your time to do that. I do have a channeling from Sirius to give you today. What wants to happen? Okay. So we also have this beautiful pyrite, which has the beautiful gold in it. And I like this because it kind of looks like a bed, the way that it's shaped, so you can lay in it. I've been actually using gold. We've got some gold in the with the tree over here too, the shimmery gold. Gold is very much about going inward and allowing yourself to receive. Silver, which I'm wearing around my neck, this chain is silver, as well as the silver dragon that is with the blue, I think this is blue lapis, lazuli, that it's holding, and that reminds me of the earth. So it's holding the earth. I love that. Silver is about letting our energy go outward and giving out to the world. Gold is about receiving and about allowing that gold energy to infuse us. When you have gold and silver working together, that's awesome because that's balanced giving and receiving. left hand, often you'll see me using the left hand. That's the receiving hand and going out. So I'm allowing that energy to go out as well as receiving it back. The right hand is able to also give out as well as receive. So both together are balanced. And we, of course, again, we have the visual of the balloon. So allowing ourselves to have flight, to be able to go places in the skies, in the air, allowing that, those angel wings to assist us. Ooh, Taya, 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 Taya. Ooh, Taya, 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 Taya. Taya, ma. Ora he te ye te a tae. Ana se na me I ana. So we just had the super buck moon on the 4th of July. I don't know if you were outside and were watching the fireworks, but when you weren't watching the fireworks, you probably saw this, the moon up in the sky, beautiful, bright orange moon. I looked this up a little bit and found out that the buck moon is really for the summer. For July, it's really the fertilization, the full-on fertilization of our manifested reality. So anything that has come through that, like you're manifesting something, you're working on a project, you're wanting to have your manifested reality happen, this is the time to receive it. Many of us start our projects at the beginning of the year in January. Then when spring comes, we're like, okay, here's some more wonderful new energy coming in. It's like the birth cycle birthing its way into existence. And then the summer months is when it really can be harvested. We can allow ourselves to enjoy the fruits of our labor, if you will. And so the buck, in its glory, has these glorious big antlers that give us the reminder of, you know what? It's okay to be proud of who we are. It's okay to be letting ourselves totally be shown and show others who we are as our full buck selves. Bucks are also really about the male energy. The buck is a male deer. So we have the feminine and we have the masculine energies coming together in form. Okay, and we want, Rafi wants one more card for you to go with him. So what else do we have for you? What did you do for the 4th of July this year? Did you have some fun? Were you safe? Did you allow yourself to feel your independence if you live in the United States? Okay, so this is the Nine of Fire. All right, Nine of Fire. Interesting, we've got our dragon. Got our dragon self, interesting, okay. And she's got a couple of spears, a couple of swords of light, that one is behind her and one that the dragon is holding. And then this beautiful woman is holding the other. And it says, don't give up. Protect that which you've created. So this is all about holding yourself as able to handle these manifestations that you have created, these projects that you've put into existence, and they're now ready to be witnessed, ready to be shared, ready to have their form be seen. Have courage and believe in yourself. So this is what that card looks like for you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful imagery. So the dragons are great because the dragons are all about the mystical and the magical. It's allowing ourselves to believe in those realms that we can't necessarily access immediately. Often dragon energy will and information will come through telepathically. And so as we gaze on the imagery and we gaze on the jewelry, like this is a dragon necklace that is here. I also have a little statue here of a dragon that I've shown you before. And look, once again, he's holding a sphere. So he's, again, it seems like he's holding the world, a world. He's holding a world of energy to gift us. And here's his little wings in the back. You see that? It's kind of hard to see because he's kind of small, but he's got some large dragon friends that he works with as well. And they're just here to remind us that they're not scary. Just because they have fire, they're not scary. They are here to burn up what no longer serves us, as well as here in this nine of fire, don't give up on yourself. Allow your manifestations to be seen and known. Archangel Raphi, who is here to say, you know, look at your intimate relationships. What are you doing with them? Are you allowing the love energy to come in and assist you? Are you allowing the dragons to burn up what no longer is needed in those relationships? Are you allowing the gold energy to infuse your body? I actually have some gold that I bring into my body as a tincture into my body system because my body loves that mineral. And so you might find that the gold can actually assist you in balancing your hormones and balancing your energy system, in balancing your musculature, allowing your whole body to be infused with gold is beautiful. What else wants to happen here today? This is your time, folks. This is your time of receiving. So what do you want to receive? Okay, I'm going to read you this channeled information from Sirius. Sirius kept talking to me this for a couple days saying, okay, we want to connect. We want to connect. We want to connect. I'm like, okay, finally. This morning, they came through. They often come through and write writing for me. So here you go. I am Sirius, your spiritual son. I am the gateway to heaven, your portal to the angelic realm and the very sacred Christed energies that teach humans about unconditional love. The Sirians have held the energies of pure love, pure light from your solar system and the beyond into realms barely tapped by your human technology. We are connecting to you today to let you know that we are here to be a guiding light to the Creator, your God, of the heart. And when you meditate on Sirius, you will receive upgraded DNA and access to all the needed information that's needed for your daily health and well-being. As you gaze on your dog star, Sirius, you also will receive access to the great central sun, who gives unlimited information for your spiritual journey and telepathic codes of light love, and the creator of all that is, doorways to enlightenment. Get out of your own way, dear ones. You are all growing into the best versions of yourselves and the ascension that you seek. Keep going. Trust the guidance you receive. Listen to your intuition. Follow directions. Trust yourself. Be bold. Take action from your heart space. Listen to the quiet places within. Trust. We are here, the Syrians, and we love you greatly. Isn't that beautiful? You just never know what's going to come through when you trust yourself and you allow yourself to just let things flow. You just never know what is going to come through. Some of you are going to connect to the plant kingdom, and the plants are going to start speaking to you. Some of you are going to connect to your crystal beings, and your crystal beings are going to speak to you. Here's another one for you. This is a beautiful fluorite that all has a lot of great information about the column of light within your body system. Tower and towers and towers of information here. Again, I picked this one, the partnership stone, so that you can remember the collective partnership that's available when you allow yourself to connect to other people. Okay, I'm just going to pause here for a moment. Okay, and they're telling me to take a break. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to allow you to take a break. Get yourself some water. Water is your conduit for allowing your electrical system to connect to the spiritual energies that are ready to connect to you. Use the restroom, get a bite to eat, whatever you need to do, and then come back and connect to me, right? This is the time. So anything you need access to, I'll allow it to come through me to you. So allow that energy to happen. You can call in, write in. You can also connect to me after this show if you want to, and I'll give you information for that. But for now, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every 4th Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com.
Hey, welcome back. I'm so glad you're back. Thanks for sticking with me. So this is my channeling session. The first Thursday of each month, I dedicate to full-on channeling. So I allow your spirit guides, teachers, and angels, my spirit guides, teachers, and angels, and whatever other energies want to come through to be with you. So you can ask any kind of questions that you have. You can receive guidance from me. You can receive guidance from your guides. You can have access to anything that wants to come through for you today. I got some things on break that are going to assist you as well. And I'm going to show you this. This is one of my newest pieces that I was gifted. And it is representing the chakra system. So we've got, you look at it this way, you've got the orange reddish color of the root chakra here, and you've got the yellow of the sacral chakra, and then we move up to include the rest of them. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we're looking for 7. Oh, 7. Yeah, they're all different colors here, but I think this is the top. This is the top of the head there. So we're accessing it up. It's usually known as clear or kind of whitish, whichever you see it as or have been taught. But this is my helper. I can also use it for healing the body if I'm working with someone else. So it acts as a conduit for that. So I grabbed this guy for you. If somebody wants me to do some virtual energetic releasing, it can also pull stuff out of the body system. So it can act as a get cords from the system and just pull them out, which is great. I also got another deck for you. This is the map deck, the map cards from The Enchanted Map is actually what they're called, from Colette Baron Reed. So you can see that cover if you want to get those cards. And again, I am not a tarot reader. I am an intuitive reader, which means that whatever comes through me, I look at a card and I go, okay, what is this meaning for me? What wants to show up? And of course, it has this gorgeous shimmery gold on the sides, which I love. I'm so attracted to that color. It was real similar to this shimmery gold on this pyrite, which just turns me on to no end. So once again, simply just pause. Look inside of yourself and your life. And ask your inner knowing wise self, what is it that I need right now? What am I working on right now that I would really love some guidance around, some words of wisdom, some atta girl, atta boy, way to go, woohoo. Or I am really lost. I need some help with this thing that I'm going through. It might be your body that's like, oh, my body hurts. It doesn't work right. It's ailing. It's getting old. It's flabby. It's this. It's that. My heart is hurting. My veins are, you know, are blocked. My whatever it is going on that isn't working, maybe you have arthritis. Your bones are out of alignment. Whatever it is in your body that also needs assistance. Light language and energy work is amazing for that. So that's also another avenue of assistance today. If there's something around that arena, in that arena, that you could use some help with. So just pause and listen. Your body knows. Your body's very wise. It knows what it needs. So as I'm tuning into my own body system right now, I'm sensing on my left side could use some help. And it seems to be right around this area. So it's got some tension going on in there. And this area here is my neck area, neck shoulder area. And what that tells me is that the neck is about flexibility. It's also where my voice box is. So my neck represents where my voice box is. So it's really speaking into existence, what needs to be said, what needs to be voiced, what needs to be heard, allowing myself to express. So I can just go right into the area of my body that is experiencing some pain, some tension, and I can just talk to it. And I can use light language with it as well, which I will do now. And I'm going to use my little helper here to go right in. And I'm using this, the flat part of it, and I'm just giving it some love with these beautiful colors. That's another way that you can use your crystals, is they are able to help you with whatever you need. So we're going to ask those of you who are needing some direction with your life, we're going to ask the map to show you where to go from here. We're just going to ask the map cards. The map cards can work with your spirit team, your spirit guides, your angels, your helpers. We're just going to do that now. Oh, and before I do that, it's a warm day, so I'm going to get some water in me. This is really important to access water for your body. Water acts, as I said, with your electrical system in your body, which helps to connect to the electrical system in the world. Everything's connected, so it's important to remember that. Okay, so who needs some direction here? Who needs some direction? Who is it that needs some direction? So let me do this. Let's ask these beautiful map cards. Oh, okay. Okay, interesting. All right. So we have the Lemurians that want to assist you with your telepathy. They were excellent. They knew exactly how to use their telepathic abilities to communicate. And that is a lot of what happens with light language, is that it comes through the telepathic channels. They're also connected with your crystal beings. On Lemuria, I have visions of Lemuria, and I've got visions of these really, really big crystals that grew there. Much like the very big quartz crystals that are in the earth, big enough to walk on, how big they are. So they wanted to give you that information to connect to them. The Pleiadians also want to connect with you. And so you can ask them for guidance, for information. Okay, and what else wants to come through here with these cards? Okay, this card here. Again, I don't know who this is for, but whoever's listening is going to get some assistance here. Okay, so this is the Talisman card. So a talisman is like a guiding light. It's a helper. It's like when people have worry stones, it's something that they can hold on to and just get a reminder and some calming, some gentleness, some comfort. Talisman is kind of a way shower, so a helper in your life. This person, it looks like this person has some kind of being on her shoulder or on her arm, and also some kind of spiral energy that is connected to her fingertips. I'll show you that here. You can see that. Okay. Let's see what goes with the talisman to get a little bit more information for you. Okay. What goes with the talisman here? Oh, peaks of joy. Okay. So the talisman will assist you with getting into the joy vibration. So the joy vibration, here we go. The joy vibration assists with the light vibration. So the light vibration, they work hand in hand. So when you start feeling depressed, when you start feeling out of sorts, when you start feeling like, I'm feeling the heaviness and the weight of the world and the difficulty of moving through life, allow yourself to get yourself a talisman. So maybe it's a crystal. Maybe it's a little statue, a little dragon. Okay. Maybe it's something that you can put in your pocket. Maybe it's something you can put in your pocket and grab. Like, do I have something here quickly that I can grab? Okay, I'll just grab this. So this is one of my Alcoholics Anonymous coins that this one is from a few years ago. This is the 2024 coin. But you can use that as a talisman. So you can use that as a something in your pocket and just use this to grab onto and, I'm anchored. It's an anchor. The talisman is an anchor. So you can use an anchor to help you with, okay, now I'm okay. I connect in with my guidance and I ask for a sign. Do you need a sign? Ask for one. tena su papa ye tu male tena magia ma ye ye. One sana me kia ba ye tu mama ye ku mama ye. Gonge asa mana iki nama na hishe nama ikea. Ke na mama. Okay, so they're showing me the trees. And they're also showing me the whales. So let's see which of those wants to give you a message today. Okay, so the trees are showing me a doorway, a door to the inside of them. So these are not just little trees, although you could use a little tree as well, but these are the big trees, like the big redwoods or, you know, the ancients that have been around for many, 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 many years. Some of them hundreds of years. They want you to connect in with them and let them assist you, guide you, teach you how to ground. How to ground, how to stay in your body. So imagine a tree trunk, large tree trunk, that can then guide you in to bring you all the way into your body. And you can actually pull and anchor in the soul. So if you feel fragmented, you can simply ask the soul to come in through the top of your head, and tapping helps to just bring you all the way in. And then tapping the rest of your body to bring you all the way in. And then as you're connecting to this tree, the tree will assist you in getting all the way into your feet, into the bottoms of your feet. And I recommend that you tap the bottoms of your feet too, and then bring you all the way into the bottoms of your feet. And then imagine that you've got cords or tree trunk roots going all the way down into the earth. Sana yeda bande ubaba ne sunda baba vendeya una sanaikia una sanaikia una sanaikia ya mamai. Okay, what I'm hearing from the whales is they want you to give me to give you a message from them next month. Actually, next month you're going to have Leanne on the first Thursday of the month. So she will bring you information from her collective that she works with, the Galela Collective. So you'll get information from her that really resonates with what you need. If you want to connect to me outside of this program, because it looks to me like we're just about finishing up for this session, then contact me at brightbutterflynetwork.com and I will assist you with whatever you need. You can hire me professionally. If you want to work one-on-one, it's great to get a really solid base for what you're looking for in your life, because I'm here for you to have the best life ever. And as a conduit for you, I can assist you with getting to the next place, whatever that looks like for you. So I can do channeling with you. I can do coaching with you. We can do prayers together. We can do some Reiki. We can access your gifts. Anything that you need, just ask. Contact me at Bright Butterfly Network, just like it sounds. BRIGHTBUTTERFLY. Network is NETWORK.com. And I will assist you with really great visuals on my website. First of all, my website's beautiful and it is in construction. So we're getting some new highlights in there, some new accesses, all of that. But you can contact me there. You can set up an appointment for anything that's on the site. You can ask for an info session, 30-minute easy access to me just to for information. Really, whatever you need, you can do. Also, if you want to be on the show with me, or you want know somebody that you want on the show, then you can contact me at the Empower Me Show, just like it sounds. theempowermeshow@gmail.com. So I believe that we are at time now. So I'm going to let you go, folks. I absolutely adore you. I love you to pieces. And I'm so glad once again that you have connected to me. And I look forward to another week of bliss, of power, of beauty, of connection and community. Know that your life is up to you. And I will see you next week with another beautiful special guest. His name is William Linwood, Linville. William Linville. So we will talk to you next week and have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.